Thank you for holding. My name is Secret. I am the supervisor of the fraud department. How may I help you?
Yes, ma'am. My name is Kim Steinberg, and somebody, I don't know what happened. My phone, my debit card said somebody must have hacked into it. I didn't download any app. I didn't do a survey. But my phone was my card was charged $39.99 yesterday, and it's pending for the 3rd. How do I get that off? I don't even know what it is. The lady said something for my kitchen. I'm on Social Security. I can't afford something like that.
Okay, just to be sure this is the correct account that was sent over, could you verify the name and address for me?
Kim Steinberg, 68 Poplar Grove, Lewisport, Kentucky.
Thank you. Now, I do see where you entered the sweepstakes offer for the KitchenAid back on May 12th, $10,795.
I didn't enter a sweepstakes. I didn't enter nothing. I don't have that kind of money.
This was done on May 12th. You paid $7.95.
For what?
For the KitchenAid.
Well, if I did that, where is it?
This was a sweepstakes offer.
Yeah, I didn't.
And then
I
in the terms and conditions, it stated that this was a welcoming gift for you joining the Consumer Direct Savings Store, where you only paid the shipping and handling. And if you do not, and within the next 48 hours, you will be billed $56.95. That starts the first month of membership and buys you a $125 gift card to the online discount shopping store. Now, the $39.99 charge is the Hero Buy. It is a digital app.
When you log in, how do I get that off? I never did anything. The lady said it was for exercise.
Could you verify your email address?
Mine?
Correct.
KimSteinberg4@gmail.com.
Hey, could there be something similar to that?
Huh?
Is there something similar to that?
No, that's my email.
That's Kim, B as in boy, EIGHTOL4@gmail.
That's not mine. My name is Kim Steinberg. And I have 4 kids.
Ma'am, I understand that. I'm asking about your email.
I know. I wouldn't use another name. I've used my name for the last 65
okay,
years.
So the phone number that you called in on, your name and your shipping address all matches to this account. Now, we do take credit card fraud very seriously, and we will prosecute anyone who placed this order without your knowledge. So before I proceed, I just want to make sure that you do not recall authorizing the $7.95 charge back on May 12th for the KitchenAid.
No.
Okay, so we will be reporting this to your local police department, providing them with the IP address that the order originated from. And if it does come back as a false case of fraud, then the owner can be penalized.
Wait, I have 8 grandkids. I know I didn't order it myself. Okay? I have 8 grandkids. They get up in the middle of the night and they play. How do I get it off? I didn't order nothing. I didn't do any survey. I have 8
grandkids. So you're stating that your grandkids could have did this?
They could have. I have a 3-year-old.
Okay, ma'am. So since you stated that your grandkids could have did this, we would not be able to proceed with the fraud. Now, the account was canceled for you, and that does prevent all future charges. And as a courtesy, what I will go ahead and do is issue you a 50% refund, and you should see that back into the account within 3 to 5 business days.
Okay. If that's
I'm going to have your cancellation number for you when you're ready.
Okay. Go ahead.
C as in Charlie?
Yeah.
2608.
I already got that number. 01221.
correct. Is there anything else I could do for you?
No.
Thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day.
Thank you.